Hello?
Adele, please.
Speaking. Who's calling?
It's Kay Osborne from the insurance team at Enfield.
Oh, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm okay. You've asked the chief exec team to get me to call you.
No, I actually spoke. I didn't ask them to get you to call me, I swear to God. I was speaking to them in regard, because I know that you deal with the insurance side of things, and I know that you said you had problems with your phone, and I never even talked to them about none of that. I spoke to them in regards to if they can overview with the case files that I've put up and arrange a housing transfer for me, as the judge had ordered already, and they had undermined and wobbled their way out.
So it's all in relation. So, okay, so there's two things here. You've asked them to review the documents and also in relation to the housing transfer.
Yeah.
With regards to the documents, it's not for them to review those. That's for the matter has been passed to our solicitors now, and it's for them to deal with the any claim you may have against
so
them.
It's been
field.
Passed.
So it's not for the chief exec to do that.
No, what
your
I would
housing transfer, Mr. Cordell.
Go on, bear
with me, if I can just finish. With regards to the housing transfer, you would need to talk to housing about that.
I understand that, but because of what happened with the housing transfer already, and me being able to prove it with the evidence that I put in the website, I wanted them to transfer me as the judge ordered for them to do, and because I'm getting attacked in my house every day, like when I'm explaining to you down the phone in the recordings and that, I'm still getting attacked in my house, and I'm suffering every day in here. So
you need to speak to housing.
Okay, I had the housing's Enfield and the neighbourhood office team, Michael and that, and I've already been through. Michael himself is one of the people that the paperwork's about as well. Michael's name, who's team leader. Remember,
okay.
Jeffrey O'Mann was before
him. There's only
him.
Two ways you can deal with this then. You either go back to housing or you go back to our chief exec team and advise them you don't need me to call you. You be very, very, very clear with that and say it's in relation to the housing transfer and please could they.
I did try to call you as well.
Direction for help.
I did try to call you as well, but when I phoned them, it was in regards to the ongoings at present and to what they're set out to do as what they're paid to do in the beginning. And they're my landlords. You got to remember, the council are my landlords, and on top of being my landlords,
yeah,
they're also my local council, and they're the ones that have caused all this corruption. I tried to phone you and
I understand all that, Mr. Cordell, but I have absolutely no sway over a housing transfer.
I accept that, because look, when speaking to you in the previous recordings, you're saying, well, you can't do none of these things. The Civic Centre can do its own investigation into its own employees and what is going on and who they're letting touch personal details on that computer. They can suspend people until further notice while the investigation is ongoing.
I've already spent hours on the phone with you regarding this. It's quite clear now. We've sent, with regards to the claim, any allegations you're making in relation to any claim, you need to discuss those with our solicitors.
Who is it?
You should have received a letter from them.
I've not had no letter off no solicitor.
Okay. If you haven't received a letter from them, I'll speak to them in a moment and ask them to email you the copy letter that was sent.
Are you on about that Juliet Basil? Are you on about that Juliet Basil, or are you on about Jeremy Chambers? And
no.
That?
No, I'm talking about DAC Beechcroft.
Who's DAC Beechcroft?
DAC Beechcroft are our insurers' solicitors, and they have been appointed on behalf of us and our insurer to look into the claim. And they have written to you on the 22nd of December.
Huh?
I will ask them to email you that letter on the 22nd of December. But in relation to anything in relation to the claim, you need to discuss, email or telephone them.
Okay.
DAC Beechcroft, that's the company name. Okay. In relation to the housing transfer, if you want the chief exec team to assist you on that, you will need to return to them and explain quite clearly that that's the issue. It is just about the housing transfer. The chief exec team can't really do anything with regards to a claim because it needs to go through the process.
I understand that. I can understand that. I didn't know that. I had never received a letter off of the company that you're referring to. I thought you were still managing it until you actually received the document or could see the documents. I had been working non-stop tirelessly since our last conversation, and I've managed to get quite a fair amount of it up into horrific corruption. I know the website's 100% working. It's all under my diary. If you go to my diary and click on it, you can...
Mr. Cordell, I'm not going to do that because it's now with our solicitors.
Okay. And so what do, from your understanding, what has the solicitors actually said to yourselves? How are they going to handle this? Have you had a copy of the letter yourself?
I'm waiting for a copy of the letter. I've asked for a copy of the letter, and I'll ask them to email you a copy of the letter as well. But they have been appointed. I've spoken to our insurers. They have been appointed. They're one of our insurers' panel solicitors to deal with the claim. And the first part of that is they need to have full allegations from you.
Okay.
So you need to deal with the, if it's anything to do with the claim and any of the allegations that you have made, you need to address those to DAC Beechcroft. As I say, I will get them to email the letter over to
and
you.
What's the list?
You have it there on the email.
Like you explained to me, there was multiple insurance companies involved over this over the period of time. Which one does DHC Beechcroft represent? What insurance company?
All of the insurers are happy with DAC Beechcroft, it represents all of them.
So it represents all of them. And Gillian and Basil, or whatever it is, isn't involved in it no more. Is that correct?
Don't know that person at all.
You said that what QBE had a company in between them, Gillian Basil or something?
Gallagher
Bassett, yeah, that was it.
Gallagher Bassett are QBE's claims handlers.
Yeah. Okay.
So QBE have their own specific claims handlers. We don't choose them. The insurer chooses them. And they're Gallagher Bassett.
Okay.
And Gallagher Bassett has no issue with DAC Beechcroft being instructed either.
Okay. And so will you be able to speak to them and ask them to email me a copy of this letter over? Pardon?
I already have. I already have asked them to do that the chief executive phoned me just now.
Okay.
So you should receive that sometime today. I can't promise you exactly what time.
Okay.
But they've said that they will send that to you by email. And as I say, anything to do with the housing transfer, if you're unhappy with the actual housing team, you need to then talk to the chief execs team and make it very, very clear that it's just about the housing transfer that you are talking about.
Okay, I'm going to wait for the insurance company for a moment, because obviously I know that I'm entitled to have a housing transfer, and before, obviously, if I can get the transfer out of the way, then I'm out of the house, do you know? And then if I get my claim to go through, at least I've got the right to buy on a fresh house, and I'm not stuck in the same property with the same problems, and, you know, and then it makes things a lot easier on everyone, myself and the... Because the way that the top flat is, they've constantly got people moving
Mr.
in and
Cordell,
out of it. Yeah,
Mr.
I understand.
Cordell, again, this is all about the housing transfer.
Yeah, I understand that.
I need to be really quite clear. I can't help with that.
I understand that. Okay, well, thank you then, and I'll be waiting for the email then.
I'll ensure that that gets to you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Thanks then.
All right,
bye-bye.
That was Kay Osborne, and it's 10:40 on the 22nd of the 1st, 2021.